that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year.
All right, James feels nice like sugar and spice, and I want to remind everybody that the fourth annual IMN Annual Single Family Rental Investment Forum East is going to be held in Miami on May 16th to 18th. It's go to www.imn.org/sfr16 or just call Sarah Ann at 212-224-3017. I went to their event this week. It was awesome. I made money just by attending, and I met Chaim at an event like that just a couple weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
All right. Now, we've got Chaim. He's sticking around because he's got a great story about this. But our main guest in the second half is Mark Hurwitz. He's the president of Crossroad Investigations. He does private investigations and due diligence. He began his government service with Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. That must have been interesting. He also worked with the U.S. Department of State's Human Rights Bureau, the White House, and where he served as an aide to the Deputy National Security Advisor. This is pretty good. And then he went to work as a counterterrorism officer for the CIA. He opened his own shop in 2008. He helps me find out what other people are doing that they need not want me to know. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. This is amazing, by the way. There are two people in this room. One owns half of Miami, and the other knows half the people in Miami. It's incredible.
Yeah, you're selling me short. Him, he's working on it.
Dangerous combination.
No, this is actually absolutely awesome. We don't do the three-headed monster much, but we're going to do it today. Mark, first of all, let's put out your credentials. Why should somebody work with your firm to find out somebody's background, irrespective? Then we'll go into this Panama Papers thing and what else all that mean. And Chaim's got a great story.
Well, the Daily Business Review says we're the number one investigation agency in South Florida.
High five to you, by the way.
Thank you very much. I have a lot of government experience. The people who work with me have a lot of government experience. We have a lot of unique access, unique contacts all over the world.
Yeah, you really helped me out. I had a couple of people I really wanted to find out about. One person, it was rumored what was going on. I asked another person. I had no idea, but before I got involved with them, I wanted to know, because you never know. When you're putting it all on the line, you want to make sure the other person is who they represent they are. Tell me a good story about somebody that you unearthed that maybe wasn't all right with anything.
Oh, there are so many.
What's your favorite? Come on!
Our best clients are the ones that have already been taken advantage of. And when we have to do those checks after the deal has been done, that's the painful experience for those guys.
Chaim, I know that you deal with a bunch of investors. You had a great story we were telling in the green room before we got. You are on. Softball tossed?
Yeah, so we had an interesting situation. We were under contract to buy a property on the beach, you know, something that we closed on. And we were out raising equity from our investors. And an individual came to us and offered us what we thought was really favorable economic terms. And, you know, something didn't really make sense. And our attorney advised us to maybe do a background check on the person. And we did a background check on the person. And it basically unearthed that the individual had some issues in the past in the early to mid 90s that would have really prohibited us from getting financing. So it's really important to know who your equity is, especially if they have a majority of the interest, because, you know, the lenders today have, you know, the know your investor rule. And it's really important to know who your investors are. And fortunately, in this particular deal, we had to go away from this guy. And I was telling you in the break room that we decided to go hard on the deal ourselves with a significant deposit. And, you know, we were able to, thank God, pull it off. But it's really important to know who you're dealing with.
Mark, what a softball. Happened often with you?
All the time. I mean, when you have to check that box. How can you not? Whether it's a business deal, whether you're checking a nanny, whether you're going to go into business together, you have to. You have to know what you're getting into. You have to know that person's criminal history. You need to know liens, bankruptcies, judgments, foreclosures, evictions, their properties, their reputation. You have to check blogs. You have to check the media. You have to check their finances.
I know the report you gave me was like 300 pages long, but it was all totally right on. It said that the person had such and such a history, and it said where they lived, and the person had told me all that, and so it actually checked out. And then later on in the deal, maybe 3 or 4 months, the person you had mentioned, the person wouldn't be necessarily financially strong, and boom, it hit. Now, we could structure around it in that case. But knowing that we would have to really was important. What are some of the other things that you've seen happen here? I want to talk about the Panama thing right after that, though. Tell me.
Well, you have to know if someone's vulnerable, right? Because, you know, what we learned in the intelligence community is someone's vulnerabilities will motivate them to do something they wouldn't otherwise do.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we're looking for. You know, if someone's weak financially, they're going to do something. They're going to take advantage If they, you know, and that may not be the person that they are, but they are at that moment.
Oh, no. Desperate people do desperate things. I guess that's the first line in your handbook there.
There you go.
Now, Chaim, you put together investment transactions. Do you regularly check people? I guess after that experience, you must.
It depends. I mean, most of the investors that we take in, you know, they're not a majority equity investor. But if there's an individual who's coming in with a significant amount of capital and the bank's going to know who they are, we're going to want to know about them. I mean, today, lenders, you know, they have this rule, depending on the lender, if you're investing or you own more than 10 to 20% of the equity, they want to know all about you and they underwrite you. So when we deal with those investors, if they're hesitant to give us information, it usually raises a red flag for us.
You know, it's something you really need, and it's not just here, and it just hit the papers. Mark, what's your take on what happened with the Panama revelations? And I got to believe there's a lot more to come.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do a lot of international due diligence. And when the money traces back to Panama, that has always been an automatic red flag. That's the new Switzerland. It really is. You know, and that's just the first law firm. That's one law firm.
There's more firms that do this?
Of course. I mean, this is, you know, it's unbelievable.
It's like a cottage industry. I had to use that term. I love that. I've been waiting to use cottage industry for like, I don't know, 352 shows or something. So, Mark, you know, you left public practice. You got into private practice. Who are the types of people that hire you?
Well, people like Chaim hire me quite often for investments.
Exchange business cards.
Already did.
Making business on Freedom Business. You want to know what we do here? You just found out.
But I have to tell you, most of our clients are law firms. They refer us to their clients, to their either their investor clients or people who are going to be litigating.
That's who referred me to you, right? I can't remember. Is it JB? Yeah, we'll figure it out. It doesn't matter because now we're tight friends. JB, if you're listening, please text me and say, hey, schmuck, it was me. We got three more minutes in this segment.
Was JB?
Jonathan, I know. Yes, Jonathan Bletcher, our favorite DUI attorney. Now, the guy who protects us on the holidays. Actually, he doesn't protect us. He tells us what not to do. Not to do. Do not drive drunk. No driving drunk. But back to this. So people are checking them out. They're attorneys. They're real estate people, right?
Sure. They want to know, for their tenants, they have to know if they're creditworthy. But a lot of things is, if you're going to sue someone, is it worth suing them? Do they have money in the bank?
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah, right? Yep. Tell me some other angles. This is good. You even got an oh. And I want to remind everybody that Chaim was brought to us this week by Engineered Tax Services and Magnum Energy Solutions. High five to Don and Julio. They'll be back next month.
Well, not only do we search before the litigation, but then after that judgment, we have to find the money. You know, there's a lot of fraudulent transfers. People have set up bank accounts.
What's your background? What did you do before you worked for the government?
I went straight from college to the government, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Got my master's at GW.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you get your master's in? I'm sorry. I'm
National
just
Security.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. This guy scares the crap out of me.
White House during the day and grad school at night.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's a good thing that we got this guy on our side. We only have a minute left. Mark, please tell them how they can get in touch with you. Then we're going to do a whole other segment on more great stuff. It's going to be fun, entertaining, and informative. Mark, how do they find you?
We're Crossroads Investigations, xinvestigations.com. 305-929-3513.
I love that. How did you get X Investigations? That's just awesome.
Just got lucky.
You did get lucky. People that work with you get lucky, too. We'll be right back after this. We're going to have more with Chaim, more with Mark, more with AC, more with me. And the music is just to make sure everybody stays on the straight and narrow. Santana's going to play us. Thank you, AC. Back after this.